Special Witness, The Atonement, by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. In bringing to pass the atonement, certain things were utterly unique to Jesus. These cannot be replicated, copied exactly, by us. Obviously, unlike our precious Savior, we surely cannot atone for the sins of mankind. Moreover, we certainly cannot bear all mortal sicknesses, infirmities, and griefs. See Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. However, on our smaller scale, just as Jesus has invited, we can indeed strive to become even as He is. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 27. Mortality presents us with numerous opportunities to become more Christ-like. First, by coping successfully with those of life's challenges which are common to mankind. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Though stretched by our challenges, by living righteously and enduring well, we can eventually become enough like Jesus that one day we can dwell in the Father's presence forever and ever. By so living now, our confidence will wax strong in the presence of God. Then, Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45, the prophet Joseph declared, "If you wish to go where God is, you must be like God." Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, selected by Joseph Fielding Smith, 1976, page 216. Being valiant in our testimony of Jesus, therefore, includes being valiant in our efforts to live more as He lived. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 79. From an October 1997 General Conference address. Sidebar: Did you know that Elder Neil A. Maxwell raised pigs and entered them in contests? He won many ribbons in those contests. He likes to read, write, and play tennis. He teaches us about the importance of following Jesus Christ. End of sidebar. End of Special Witness, The Atonement, by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.